chin down, shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Well, I am amazed. I am certainly amazed.
What a way to start a Wednesday show.
Been here an hour and a half, and 20 minutes ago, I realized this new computer that I have, and it wasn't set up, and I still don't know how you did half the stuff you did.
I don't either. I'm a pizza guy.
And we still bailed on it, so we're on the old one. Hopefully by next week when I'm in Las Vegas and you're here at Tor, we'll be using the new computer.
Well, I hope so. I mean, you go to the CES every year. You should know. You should find somebody who can help you set up the show.
I'm going to Apple like at 4:15 today. All right, before we get into 10 questions,
okay.
Before Sean calls, because him and I are going to fight like you've never heard a fight before.
Seriously?
Yeah, we have a major problem.
What?
Major, major issue.
So I'm moving up to co-host.
It depends on how the argument goes.
Hopefully it goes poorly.
Also, I've already tweeted it. I've twitted it. all the other tees.
Okay.
I will be at the Rugged Maniac.
You will?
I will.
What? I thought you were going to the Bare Knuckle Boxing Championships in Biloxi.
BKFC, they were scheduled for April 6th and April 20th.
Okay.
I was going to both. Well, the April 20th has now been postponed. So they're combining the two to April 6th in Biloxi.
Oh, well, welcome back to the Rugged Maniac team.
I'm pretty excited about it.
It wasn't really going to be that great without our captain. I mean, let's be honest.
I want to be there. I'm going to be there.
Grossman's going to be so excited.
Yeah, we hope.
He's only running this because of you.
I don't know about that. Because
of us.
Because of everything. Because deep down in places you don't want to go, that's from A Few Good Men, he wants to do it.
He does. He loves it.
Tabitha wants to do it. Jimmy Joe, Johnny Jew, Stephen Bob, all of them, want to do it. So a lot of things to get to. Let me run down today's schedule. Momentarily, I believe he's on the way to the airport. Joseph Newgarden, who races in the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
The 15th annual.
Right around the corner.
I can almost smell and hear the engines.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's always a great time. The race weekend's awesome.
It's just the atmosphere about it.
It's amazing.
It's definitely cool. So we're going to start with Joseph. Then the bottom of the first hour, a legend. I like to use the word legend for Randy Couture.
Yeah, you got to. He deserves the L word.
Randy, who just shot, and we won't be able to talk much about it. I understand that. Did a episode of Family Feud.
You did.
Randy, Chuck, Tyron Woodley, Ryan Bader, and I can't remember who the fifth was. So, yeah. I mean, that's your five. Tim Bosch, going to stop by before the end of the first hour.
Okay.
So that'll be hour number one.
Awesome.
Hour number two, Jason Knight, who will be taking on Artem in Biloxi on the 6th. Looking forward to talking to him. And some really cool text messages back and forth. You know, every once in a while, I stop back and smell the roses.
Okay.
And I don't know if some of the comments that are made are truthful or not. I certainly hope so. But I reached out to Mickey Gall.
Okay.
Mickey Gall fights next weekend in Las Vegas.
Right.
I will be out there to cover it. So Mickey's in L.A. now, 3 hours difference.
He's living with your boy, right?
With Eve.
Yeah, Eve Edwards.
Yeah, or in your words, Eve's.
Evs.
But he's Evs. Evs is a good one, too. So I said, Mickey, love to have you on. Do you want to come on this week? Do you want to come on next week? Or do you want to come on both?
Okay.
Because hopefully I'll be broadcasting from, I believe their headquarters next week is New York, New York. And how about this? I may interview Tape Face.
What?
The only problem is Tape Face doesn't talk.
What is Tape Face?
You don't know who Tape Face is?
No.
Tape Face was on America's Got Talent.
Okay. Oh, is that the guy that...
with the black duct tape.
And he sings like...
He doesn't do anything. He doesn't talk.
What do you mean?
He performs. He does...
Like mime stuff?
Sort of.
Okay.
So, matter of fact, we were walking down, my wife and I, Priscilla and I, were walking down Las Vegas Boulevard going to the Wax Museum, and... Tape Face walks by. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Tape Face.
How do you know if it's a real Tape Face?
Oh, it's Tape Face.
You don't know.
You knew.
It could have been me behind Gorilla Tape.
No, all it is it's still, you can see his face. Okay. It's not like he has a mask.
Because I'd make my mask out of Gorilla Tape.
Longfellow deed story short, Mickey Gall goes, both, of course.
Nice.
He's going to get up early. He's going to set an alarm to make sure he gets up.
Wow.
Today's his sleeping day.
Okay.
So Mickey Gall, Diego Sanchez.
That's a big.
Now, here's the question. Here's the question.
I know what you're going
to
say.
Because I already said it to you. That's why I don't like to talk to you before.
I don't talk to you either.
And that's why, to your benefit, I was running down what you're losing out on and what I'm gaining on the trip to Philadelphia.
True.
And I was going to have you play 10 or I'll even give you 15 or 20 questions. And the first smart thing you've probably said in months, save it for the show. We'll do 10. Are you going to ever get this internet
I called.
Check?
They said it was fine. It was operation fine.
It's not.
I think it's your computer.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's the old
computer. Always blame me. The new one doesn't work. The old one doesn't work.
Well, let's go back to the Diego Sanchez.
So my question for you, my question to anyone listening, anybody that wants to tweet us, hit us up on the Book of Face, whatever, is Diego Sanchez a big name? Was Diego Sanchez a big name? Are we looking at Diego Sanchez as the former Diego Sanchez? You know, my first thought was, this is the biggest fight of Mickey Gall's career. Now, always your next fight is always your biggest fight.
Sure.
It's always your most important. I get that. But when you look down the names that Mickey Gall has fought, is Diego Sanchez the biggest name on that list? And am I thinking, are we thinking, the Diego Sanchez that, you know, would pound yes, yes, yes. Did I ever tell you what he did with Matt Hamill?
No.
So we're at Open Workouts, Media Day, whatever it was called. And we're interviewing a deaf person who has been in your tour de pizza.
Yes.
So we're interviewing Matt Hamill. Now, not that he can hear anything, but, you know, we're trying to hear what he's saying and whatever. So Diego Sanchez is in the cage.
Okay.
We're standing outside the cage, obviously. He pulls one of those big dummies over. And I'm not talking about he dragged you over.
I'm hard to drag into their cage.
He pulled one of those big dummies. Instead of from the other side where he was, he pulled it over so he's literally a foot and a half from Matt Hamill.
Okay.
And all the medias were talking. Would have made more sense to stay on the other side, but whatever. And then he starts, you know, throwing the elbows. Yes, yes, yes. And I'm thinking, first of all, Matt can't hear it, so you're not affecting him. All you're doing is making it harder for us.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Not sure what he was thinking, but give me your thoughts on Diego Sanchez. What are we all supposed to think?
I think that's a great question for anyone in the sport. I mean, you know, last week we just saw.
I would mic drop my phone, but then I'd break it. So
I mean, Anderson Silva. I mean, he's not the Anderson Silva of what you think Anderson Silva. When you hear the name, you know, against Israel, you know, what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, you know, it's not the same fighter. I mean, Chuck couldn't even make it to the cage. He was limping down the ramp. Like, that's not the Chuck in my mind when I hear the name, the Iceman.
So when we think of the fight, Mickey Gall, Diego Sanchez next week, we're thinking old
Diego warrior, crazy.
Well, I still think he's crazy and still a warrior. He may not be as good as he once was. Wasn't that a Toby Keith song? I'm not as good as I once was.
I don't know who Toby Keith is.
What?
I mean, I heard his name. I'm sure he's country.
Of course he is.
I'm sure he's probably singing at the PGA Tour somewhere.
No, that's Brad Paisley.
Same thing. Why don't they let anybody else come to the... Why can't Ludacris, like your boy Ludacris and Big Boy, why can't they headline
that PGA
Tour? I'm
not sure who they are, other than Ludacris was at that charity.
You were there.
Yeah, I still don't know who he is.
You met him.
I still don't know who he is. So it's kind of like you're... being stupid comment of Toby Keith is my real comment about Ludacris.
It's Ludacris. You don't know who he is.
I don't. I mean, I know the name. I've heard the name.
True.
Because you're Ludacris. I get that. But I couldn't tell you one thing he's done. I assume he's done movies. I don't know.
It's Fast and Furious.
Was he?
Maybe you heard of that?
I've heard of Fast and Furious. I've watched one.
Really?
That's the only one I watched.
Not into the Fast and Furious thing?
I just never, you know, and now it's too late. You know, like I was going to go see, I think it's Glass. Is that the
new spin-off of it?
Right. And Sean said, well, you can't go to this one because you didn't see the last one. Well, I certainly can't go to Fast and Furious 12 because I haven't seen 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's like Ocean 11, 12, 13.
Exactly.
45.
So.
No, but I mean, I don't know. As far as like the fight goes, you're not fighting the same guy, you know.
But you're fighting
the same
name.
It's still an experienced dude, still a tough guy. So it's always unpredictable, but I don't think it's the same Diego as past.
Looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, no, it's going to be entertaining.
Because it's still a name that's now going to be on that list. If sure. Mickey Gall goes out there and wins that fight, down the road, we're going to look at Mickey Gall beat Diego Sanchez.
Sure.
Not Mickey Gall beat a very old Diego Sanchez.
Of course.
A former nightmare, then he, didn't he change his nickname?
What do you call a softer nightmare? Like a dream, like a vision, a fear?
A fear. We'll go with a fear. A fear's okay.
Diego, the fear. I don't know. I got nothing.
Good.
That's not me.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, because fighters age, you know, they're not going to be the same.
About that. You know, we're going to talk about the fight next Saturday. Mickey will be on. We'll ask him about Diego. But we kind of started the show with getting ready for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete.
We did.
And it's so cool, and it's hard to believe it is the 15th year. On the phone with us right now, he's en route to TIA to leave our great city, but he will be back. Joseph Newgarden. Joseph, how are you?
I'm good, guys. Good to speak with you.
We appreciate your time. Tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when somebody mentions or you start thinking of the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete, which is, what, only a couple weeks away?
Ooh, you know, for me, it's the atmosphere. We love coming down here for the start of the year. It's the kickoff for our championship and the IndyCar Series. And so, you know, we start beginning of March. We go all the way through September. And we've had 4 or 5 months off, essentially, at this point. Now to come back and do the kickoff, I think of the atmosphere. It's such a great event. It's, you know, it's right down in the downtown streets of St. Pete. You got the harbor there. But it really lights up. You know, it's not a super busy town most of the time during the year, and I feel like I really bring a bunch of energy when we come in. So I love it. I love getting back inside the car and getting the drive, but the atmosphere over those 4 or 5 days to me is what I get most excited for.
Would it be okay if I call it? I know that you're not going to call it, and I know that most drivers will not call this the biggest race of the series, but because the other race car series, the NASCAR, their first race is their big one. Can we call this one the big one for you guys?
Well, it is a big race, no doubt. You know, we go to 16 different markets, 17 races total. And I can tell you most drivers, most owners, we've talked to sponsors or fans, they all want to come to this event. So it's for sure one of the highlights of our season. You know, obviously we have the Indianapolis 500 during the month of May, and that's kind of our Super Bowl for our championship, but this is a huge deal for us. Everyone loves this kickoff party.
Can you tell us, with this being the 15th year, and I have been to every single one of them, how has the racetrack changed? How has it changed since your first race, 4 or 5 years ago? And how much has it changed since day one, if at all?
You know, it's a good question. Yeah, so this is going to be my 8th year coming to the event. So I've been doing it a little while now. And it hasn't changed much for me. So back to 2012, the track configuration hasn't really altered that much. We've repaved quite a bit of it, which has added more grip, lower lap times. You know, whenever you get an asphalt on a racetrack, it's really quite grippy. So that's probably the big thing. But as far as the actual layout of the circuit itself, it hasn't changed. What I've noticed is we just get better every year for, you know, access for fans and kind of involvement for what people can do during the event. And obviously, it's, you know, for me, it's meant to be a very accessible environment. You want to be able to walk around, do what you want to do. People want to watch the cars for an hour and then leave and then, you know, get to a restaurant downtown. That's what it's supposed to be about. So I think they've constantly improved that over the years. But the curve itself, the core of the track layout, hasn't changed much from the very beginning.
You know, it's ironic that you mentioned it, because that's what I wanted to touch on next, how fan-friendly. I remember walking around every year. You know, I want to get right to the paddocks. I want to get to work. But I stand there, and I watch the drivers ride by in the mopeds or the golf carts or whatever and stop and talk to some of the fans. How important is that to you personally, and how important is that for the future of the sport?
Yeah, it's really important. You know, we definitely pride ourselves in that. Sometimes we talk about that we have too much access. And that's just a weird thing. Normally in sports, we don't talk about that. It's normally how can we improve access. And I always relate it to you can't just go into the locker room before a football game or whatever, a basketball, baseball game, and talk to the players or see how they're debriefing with their team or how they're preparing for an event. In IndyCar, you can kind of do that. Sorry, I got background noise. I'm in the airport right now. But you can kind of do that. You could buy a paddock pass for relatively cheap. I think it's $50 for a day to come in on the paddock pass, and you can check out what the teams are doing. You can pretty much go touch the race car, essentially, and you can see where the drivers are at, get their autographs, see how they're interacting with their mechanics and preparing the car. And you just don't get that. It'd be like going and, you know, seeing a fighter right before he's about to fight, you know, and just kind of seeing how he's prepping before he gets out in the ring. You just don't see that in most sports.
I have to be honest with you. I enjoy that just as much, if not more, than the race itself. You know, seeing the build-up to, you know, watching you and the drivers get prepared, that's almost as much fun, and I think a lot of fans don't realize it and don't take advantage of that.
Yeah, and that's, you know, actually we do have a lot of people that just like doing that. You know, they get a grandstand ticket and they want to watch the race and they want to watch some of the other students. We have, there's like 11 races that go on during the week or the weekend, so it's not just the IndyCar series. You get to see all the junior guys, basically the series that I grew up racing in, you know, hoping to get to the IndyCar level, the professional level one day. So you get to see all that. But a lot of people, yeah, they just walk around and they want to, you know, they want to check in the atmosphere. They want to see how the teams are operating. They want to take pictures of the cars. I mean, the mechanics, they put these cars up every session, so they'll take them, bring them apart, put them back together within like an hour, hour and a half. I mean, they could do an engine change in 45 minutes if they had to. I mean, they do a real hot swap, so it's pretty impressive to see that environment up close, and for sure, you know, fans, they want to come see a race environment. You're not going to get more access than what we provide.
Can you explain then why when I take my car to get an oil change, it takes 3.5 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. You're probably waiting in line. And speaking. Once they do it, it's very, very fast. But these guys, I mean, that's a good example. You talk about just changing the oil. I mean, that's not a very big procedure. And, you know, it takes you whatever. It takes you an hour sometimes. But we can literally take an existing engine, completely remove it from the rear of the car, and place a new engine in and have it running in under 45 minutes. If they had to do it, if they were really up against the time crunch, they could do it in that amount of time. And it's unbelievable how efficient and very skilled, highly technical guys that work on the race car, and you have a support team. The engineers, I always kind of related to, you know, being part of NASA or something like that. Like, it's like these guys are building a rocket ship, and you've got mission control behind you, and you have the astronauts that are going to, you know, fly the thing. It's just kind of that whole vibe in a different way.
Final question for you. I know you're en route, if you're not already at TIA, to head out. You'll be back in a couple of weeks for the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. What is a typical week? When you come, what day would you come, and how much time do you spend on the track, and how much time will you spend out and about in St. Pete?
Yeah, so it always depends. I don't have a set schedule, which is nice, and then it's also not and we could be flying all over the place before we actually get to the event. But if it's a calm week, St. Pete, I normally come in Wednesday night. Thursday is our setup day. That's us getting prepared for the weekend, you know, making sure my seat fits, going over all the engineering documents with everybody on the team, making sure we're prepared. Friday is practice day, so that's learning the track, that's getting everything dialed in. Saturday's qualifying day, and then we race on Sunday. And then I'll normally go back home on Monday morning. Depending on if you win the race or not, you might have to do a media tour Monday morning. And then maybe you have to go somewhere else Tuesday for a sponsor appearance or something. So it can be jam-packed, and it's definitely full of content for us. And it's just always depends, depending on how much you have to do, but that's sort of a normal St. Pete week.
Definitely a busy week. Well, for coming on the show, first and foremost, thank you very much for your time. Second, my co-host, who is yet to say one word other than laugh when I told my funny joke, owns two pizzerias in St. Pete. We'd like to invite you and your entire team down. I'll tweet you. Maybe we can DM back and forth. Bring the whole team down, and pizzas and drinks and everything on Torta Pizza and Knockout Radio.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it Torta Pizza? Is that the name?
Yes, Torta Pizza.
Oh, awesome. We love the locals in St. Pete, so we will come visit you for sure.
I will definitely shoot you some messages. Joseph, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully we can get you back on before the race, and hopefully we can run across each other race week.
Sounds good. We'll see you guys then. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. Joseph Newgarden.
That's awesome.
Firestone Grand Prix of St. Pete. And I remember the first one. And you've seen the picture with the person formerly known as Bruce Jenner and Sean.
Oh, yeah.
We took that at the Grand Prix.
And last year, on the 14th annual, Knockout Radio and Twitter Pizza had our logos on the pole car.
Yeah.
For Oliver and...
go ahead.
I forget the other guy's name. I want to say it was Kyle. But hopefully they bring their pit crew. It can get an engine change and oil change while we make pizzas.
They can change the car in the parking lot.
That could be a race. Like, which comes out first, the pizza or the oil change?
I'm going with the oil change.
With the engine swap, 45
minutes?
Well,
the engine, he said 45. Your pizzas are under 45 minutes. It's faster. It's not free. Good guy.
That's awesome.
I've been looking forward
to having
him.
That's great for the city. It's an amazing event. Every year, it's amazing.
I've gone out there, not even into the area. I'll sit outside sometimes, even with credentials, even with tickets, and just sit there and listen. Just as they're... about the incident that happened with you in one of the cars when we got to do a lap around. Yeah. Tell everybody about that.
No, so I almost died. You mean that
almost
one?
Is a little under statement.
So my driver, I don't remember which driver it was.
You're not good at names.
I'm not good at names at all. But that's why my name's not even on this show. It's like talking sports with Randy Harris.
And you have a problem with that?
No, he cut the corner short. We went off road and I didn't think he was going to regain control of the car. All I saw was...
Before you hit the wall.
Man, I was trying to play cool because I was recording it, and I knew that if I started screaming, it would go viral. But he got control again, and we came back.
But aren't you glad that you were the one that got to experience that since you came out of it okay?
Sure. Right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, as you're going through it, you're thinking, what did I get myself into? I get that.
The sad thing is that out of all of my life achievements, and I've had some pretty cool ones, my father thinks that riding in a race car was the coolest thing of all time.
I did the Richard Petty.
Really?
Yeah. And I didn't want to drive it because you can go faster if you sit as the passenger.
Sure.
And we probably couldn't. You remember in the NFL when they used that index card?
To
see if it was a first down. Remember that? Right. I'm not sure they could have put an index card from the passenger door to the wall.
Wow.
That's how close we were.
So were you touching it or no?
Now, I reached out. I high-fived it as we went by. You know what the worst part was, to be honest, was getting out of the car.
Okay.
It was pretty difficult. I wasn't really claustrophobic until I couldn't get out.
Sure.
You know, because you're tangled and all that kind of stuff. All right. One quarter down, I do want to thank Joseph Newgarden from coming up. I should have asked his race team, but we wanted to find out more about him.
We'll find out when he comes here. We'll come find
out
what
his favorite pizza is.
And it should be one lap down since it's a race weekend.
That's the name of the pizza?
No,
or that's
for
the name
break.
Of the race.
Yeah. No, like
oh, one lap down.
Okay. We're one lap down.
One round down.
Oh, that's
well, the race isn't for another couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we're one round down. When we come back, legend Randy Couture was just on Family Feud. He's done obviously quite a bit of stuff. We'll talk to him. Let's see what's going on in his world. Tim Bosch coming up. Jason Knight takes on Artem Lobov April 6th. Mickey Gall will be on. You're gonna have 10 questions to figure out, I've already told you, and I'll fill the audience in when we come back, what I'm doing Wednesday, what I'm doing Thursday, what I'm doing Saturday, flying home Sunday. I didn't tell you what I'm doing Sunday.
You didn't tell me.
And if you're a good boy, I'll include you on what's going on Sunday.
All right.
I'll do 10 questions with that as well. All that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
Troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna proves family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Open weekends, February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 20th, and we hope you will join the Randy regime as we run the 25 epic obstacles from fire jumps, water slides, trampolines, underground tunnels, and much more in a three-mile course ending with beer and music. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com. Pick your race time and shirt size, and then get ready for the best time you've ever had. This is the Rugged Maniac 2019.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, this is Chef Robert Irvine, highest rated show on the Food Network. Woo! And you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tour de Pizza, the 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. A lot of stuff to get to. Next week, I'll be in Vegas broadcasting.
Yes.
We'll have Little Jimmy on from Tenors of Rock.
That's your boy.
He is.
Greatest rock band of all time?
I don't know about that, but they do a pretty good job.
If you were me, if you had a chance to go backstage with the Rolling Stones, would you take it? If it meant you had to travel to New Orleans next month.
Is it guaranteed?
Yeah, I got an offer. I got an opportunity. Because I'm a big radio name, and like you know, if you want me there.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
would you go? Is Rolling Stones, like, I mean, it's not a big deal because I grew up in... Now, I mean, but you know,
I still don't think you have grown up.
But back when they were popular, what 70s probably?
I think the Rolling Stones are one of those iconic. They'll be popular well after they're gone.
I guess. I mean, but it doesn't resonate with me because I never grew up on that music. So I don't know if it's worth the hassle going.
I mean, I've regretted not going to do some things like that.
Yeah.
And then you regret it after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go.
No, right, let's do it.
Okay.
I'll get you in. I'll squeeze you in. I'm like, he's with me. He's my plus one.
Is that it? Okay. Like Russell Peters?
Oh, yeah. I was there.
Did you see Russell Peters and what happened at the jewelry store?
No, what happened?
So Russell Peters was in New York City.
Okay.
New York City. And he went to a jewelry store. A friend of his owns a jewelry store. And I guess people just kind of didn't look right. And he looked over and somebody tried to steal, I'm going to make it up, $150,000 ring.
Okay.
And he went to the door trying to take off, and he assisted in holding the guy down until the police showed up.
No way.
Now, you know, Russell trains and, you know, all that kind of stuff anyway.
His neighbor's Chuck Liddell. That automatically makes him a bad person.
Very true.
So, yeah, I'm sure he learns some stuff in the backyard just rolling around.
No, he rolls in the gym.
Oh,
I mean, he goes and trains. You know, he throws the bathrobe on and he does the things that that he does. It's all good.
That's crazy.
GSP, I saw on the Four Letter Network calling it a career again. I thought he already retired once.
Yeah, but I didn't know he's still active.
Well, he is active.
Is he still fighting? Is he? I mean, who was the last fight? Is Bisping? Is that the last fight?
Yeah. Well, nothing wrong with fighting.
Does he need to fight anymore? Do you really have anything else you want to see from GSP?
You know,
because even if he fights now, he's still not the same GSP in your memory.
How can you say that? Of course he is.
Is he?
Isn't he? His last fight was no different than a fight 6 years ago. So, yeah, I don't think GSP has. I don't think what we were talking about with Diego Sanchez is the same.
Do you want to see it? Do you want to see GSP fight again? Do you care?
I care more than I would some other guys, some other legends. I mean, again, he was victorious in his last fight. Now, I've always said, and who are we? Who am I to say it's time to call it a day? It's time, you know, whatever. I don't want to see legends go out 2 losses, 4 losses, 6 losses.
Sure.
You know, GSP obviously is a legend, but he's not losing.
When did Anderson Silva win his last fight? Like 6 years ago?
I think you were in the third grade.
Probably. So. But, I mean, I think to Artem's, you know, stance last week, we talked to him about bare-knuckle boxing. I think he was talking about that kind of like a lot of these fights are won based on strategy, like lay on somebody and get the decision or stay busy and strike and win by points. And, you know, I think GSP wins by the same kind of method. It's not like a brawler going in just swinging. So it's not really exciting for the fans. Like, do you really care about seeing him fight again?
I'm going to say yes.
Because I'll tell you, that Barbarina Luque fight.
Barbarina.
And that was 2 guys just rock 'em, sock 'em robot, man. And I was excited because either one could have just lost at any moment.
All right. So what does that have to do with GSP?
I just like just an exciting fight. I don't want to see technicality. And I know he worked on his reflexes and his training with like his hand-eye coordination. But I don't really want to go in there and see him like just touch somebody up and win by points.
All right, we're going to start a new segment. I just named this.
Perfect.
You know, we're really going to go out on a limb. It's called Head to Head.
Done.
Okay? So you need to come up with something for next week.
Okay.
I'm going to go head to head with Sean roughly the bottom of next hour.
You guys are going to go head to head over a real situation.
Over a real situation.
This is family business.
No, I mean, it's a legit something that happened in the media.
Okay.
Something that happened in the sports world.
Okay.
That we disagree on.
Soccer related.
No, it's not.
Didn't he go to the preseason game for the Rowdies?
I have no idea.
No.
You'll have to ask him at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
Because I do not know. So we're going to discuss that.
Okay.
Next week, come up with something that we're going to legitimately... Do we have to know that we're going to disagree? I mean, because it has to be legit.
We always disagree.
Well, that's
true. No matter what side I take, you take the opposite.
Well, I'm always right. You're always wrong. So I get that. So it definitely goes without saying.
Makes sense.
All right. So I'm going to go head to head with Sean next hour. Let me tell you what you've lost out on.
Yes, by not going to Philadelphia
because you have family responsibilities.
Yeah. So that's what we should make like a chime in thing for the fan base. Like, what would you do? Go on a family trip that's an annual event that's already planned, or go to Philadelphia for the UFC event?
I would always go to a family event.
You would.
I would.
And I chose that at this point. I've chosen family, okay. But I always see them. And I've seen them every year for all these years. And the UFC Philly will only be one time. And that's your hometown. So going around with a guy, not only in an Uber, but from an Uber to show me the city, take me around, give me some scrapple.
Are you going to stay awake for this Uber? Where
what
last
do you mean?
Time? Last time you were asleep as I'm trying to get us to the airport on time.
That's the way I don't have to pay.
All right. So, yeah, I like how you pulled that one off. I was doing my taxes and I saw that $85 Uber. So here's the situation. Here's what you're losing out on.
Okay.
UFC Philadelphia. I'm going to fly into Philadelphia Wednesday morning.
Media day.
I will broadcast the show.
Yep.
Have some guests on.
Sure.
Hopefully have some people bring and donate some scrapple. We'll hit some Philly cheesesteaks, whatever. That's okay. Wednesday. I'm not sure what I'm doing Wednesday night yet.
Okay.
Thursday, home opener for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Pretty cool day. I mean, opening day is always a good day.
Walk across the parking lot to the Philadelphia 76ers versus, I think it's the Nets. It doesn't matter who they're playing. It's just, I spent one weekend in Philadelphia where I believe it was Phillies, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers, Eagles. So I saw three of the four.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty cool.
Okay.
Friday, we're going to hold off on.
Okay.
That's your 10 questions.
Friday.
Saturday will be the UFC.
Sure.
You have 10 questions to figure out what you're losing out on Friday night. Live radio, so we don't want to hear your brain sizzle or fizzle.
you're gonna repair the crack in the Liberty Bell.
That's one. That would be no.
Just take.
Why would you ask a stupid question?
Crazy glue and some like fix that crack.
You're the one that wanted to try to figure it out.
You're gonna go to a Kevin Hart stand-up comedy
Incorrect.
Show.
Incorrect.
That's where he's from.
No.
You're gonna go something Rocky oriented. You're gonna go sit on. You're going to get a better internet connection.
No, I'm not, but you possibly will. So four no's haven't helped you at all.
You're going to interview Wilt Chamberlain.
No. Nope. See, you're trying to be stupid instead of really trying to figure it out.
Well, what do you want me to figure out? I mean, is Mike Tyson going to be there?
No.
You're going to go to the zoo?
No.
It's the oldest zoo in America?
No.
It'd be a great time.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, here's some things that... See, I really think that I would be much better at this game than most of you people.
Okay.
You people meaning you and my family.
I'm just picking out, like, iconic things in Philadelphia to do.
All right, maybe I would have started with, will you be going to one of the arenas or stadiums in Philadelphia?
Will you be?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Do you want to take it from there?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Do they play football in this arena?
They do not.
Do they play basketball in this arena?
They do.
Okay, so... It's a basketball thing.
No.
I don't know. I'm terrible at this game. I don't know.
It's in the arena of where the basketball and hockey play.
Is it people fighting for a belt that have no pants on?
No.
No wrestling?
No.
Is it martial art combat related?
It is not.
Is it car related?
It is not.
Is it food related?
It is not.
No food in Philly?
This particular, what the main event.
So is it a music concert?
It is.
It is. Is it somebody that you've seen before?
It is not.
No. Is it someone that I would know the name of?
Yes.
Really? Is it a rapper?
Yeah. I would be excited about going to see a rapper.
I mean, maybe like Vanilla Ice will start you off easy.
First of all, I know Rob Van Winkle.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I thought he was the bull, like on the
Captain Kangaroo. Come on, you got like three questions left, and then I'm going to...
I'm going to say it is going to be Maroon 5.
It is not. I'm going to say it's much bigger.
Is it a boy band?
What? I don't know what a boy band means.
More than two all men.
Yes.
Okay.
This is far from a boy band.
Is it Kiss?
It is.
Is it really?
It is.
What? It is.
Yep, we're going to see Kiss Friday night.
Wow. Have you never seen them?
I've never seen them.
So I saw them front row at Red Rocks with Aerosmith and Kiss probably 2003 maybe. It was amazing.
I'm excited. I had backstage passes, and that's why I didn't want to get into your backstage with the Rolling Stones. I had backstage passes for them at the Arena Bowl Championship in Orlando. And you have dealt with me plenty of times to know I blow things off on a regular basis.
Of course. We all do.
You know, I don't drive to Tampa. I'm going to drive to Orlando.
Right.
Backstage for Kiss. I didn't.
Okay.
So that was what put me over the top.
But Peter Criss isn't one of the members not the original guy?
Yeah.
Which one?
Probably 77.
Peter Criss or whatever.
Well, Ace Frehley's gone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but Tommy Thayer, who I met at Waiting for Wishes last year, has been there. You know, I don't think was original, but he's there. And obviously Gene and can't think of his name.
Gene Simmons.
No, Gene Simmons and what's the singer's name? Paul Stanley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Stanley Paul.
See, another band I didn't really grow up with. Like, I never really got into Kiss.
I think I've always thought I was a bigger Kiss than I am. I've always thought. But I really want to see him, I think.
Yeah?
I really
Well, this is their last tour, right? I mean, this is their last year.
It's their last tour until the next one.
Like Elton John. How many final farewell tours has Elton John had?
I saw Elton John with my wife, I believe, in the 80s of his final tour.
Right.
That was in the 80s.
It's like
at the USF Sundome, and he kept taking his clothes off because he's like, this is my final. This is he gave away the bench to his piano because it's his final. Sure. It was in the 80s. Yeah. I think he's done a lot of no shows since that time.
Yeah, well, makes sense.
Momentarily, Tim Bosch coming up. We haven't talked to him in a little while. He fights on the 9th, fight night. I believe that's in Wichita.
Wichita.
Now we'll get fighters that week. And we'll probably get Tim twice. So nice. Tim will slide like Mickey Gall more than one.
Another one of your boys.
I've been friends with Tim and obviously friends with Marcus Davis forever, which is cool. I kind of like as I sit back and you know, we talk to guys, when we talked to Usman, last week, from almost the beginning. You know, with him, it was at the beginning. You know, Tim obviously was around, before we started getting him on the show on a regular basis. But it's cool to watch him develop.
Sure.
And mature and, grow into what this sport is growing into. And I still say it's still baby steps. I still don't think that mixed martial arts is anywhere where it can and will end up.
I got to admit, though, it is kind of cool seeing, like Chael Sonnen, on the ESPN as a commentator, and they had their own studio. And, it was pretty cool to see, the UFC fight
front and center. Well, we're going to get our own studio, too. Now, whether the computers work properly is another story. I spent $2,000 on that computer.
Did you?
I did.
I hope
yet I'm using the old one.
Well, you'll get it fixed.
We stepped back and punted.
Well, that's Apple, though. And Apple, like, they get you hooked in and you can't leave them. It's like a cult. It's like...
How about, I didn't even realize until I started to set it up that you need new adapters.
Yeah, you can't plug it into USB. You got to get an adapter to plug it into. So, that's how they keep you in the cult. You can't get out of that. Once you're in Apple, you don't get out.
Everybody is, what is it when you check your IDs and your, like when your phone rings and you look at it? And you don't recognize the number, so screen.
Oh.
Matter of fact, I just got the message.
What are you doing? Are you screening calls now?
No, I'm not, but somebody who was screening just said, did you just call? that is phenomenal. All right, let's go hit this real short break. I think we have one scheduled for now. We'll hit a real short break. When we come back, I think we'll have Tim Bosch on. So coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
The WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell you, everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live by 88th Avenue. You knucklehead.
I'm here.
You got to put that on before I turn the volume up.
I'm on time.
Just for that, I want extra sausage and pepperoni on my pizza.
Done.
All right, head-to-head, it will be wrestling-related with Sean when he calls in at the bottom of the hour. But first and foremost, he's been on numerous times, and hopefully he'll be on numerous times down the road as well. Tim Bosch, how are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. Snowed in up here in Pennsylvania, so you guys are probably doing better than I am today.
What exactly is that word snow? What does that mean?
This horrible white stuff that falls out of the sky and shuts everything down.
Oh, I want to say that I'm familiar with it, but I'm in shorts and flip-flops, so...
Oh, don't say that. Come on.
we were friends. I know. I don't want to upset you. All right, this is what I want you to do, Matthew.
Okay.
I want you to tell everybody who Tim's opponent is.
I wish I could pronounce it. It's Omari Akhmadov. Akhmadov?
Nailed
okay,
it.
Good. Perfect on. Since Matt can't pronounce his name, what can you tell us about him?
He's a slugger. Comes out throwing everything but the kitchen sink at you. And I think that makes for a great fight for a barbarian to be involved in.
Right. That's got to, as you and Marcus are sitting down and the rest of your team, you know, when it is somebody like that, and again, that doesn't mean that's how the fight's going to go. We all know that. But when that's what you're anticipating, it's got to make you smile a little bit because that's exactly the type of fight you're looking for.
It does. And, you know, when they offered the fight up, that's the first thing we do. We shoot over to the video and start watching some film, see if things make sense. And I liked what I saw right away. You know, styles make fights, and obviously this one should be an exciting fight, and obviously a good show for the fans, no matter how it goes.
With your career being as long as it has been, and the amount of fights that you've had, and the travel that you're done, does it even matter anymore, or if it ever even did, where a fight is? Do you even look at, well, it's in Wichita, or it's in New Hampshire? Does any of that even matter?
Location does matter. I like the continental United States. You know, I've had a few calls about traveling out of the country. I've done it a few times in my career. And while it's a neat experience, as you said, I've had a long enough career that I don't need the excitement of traveling out of the country anymore. So Wichita, Kansas sounds good to me.
It's perfect. It's right up for you. Is it just because of the travel itself? Is it because of being in other countries and food and climate and customs and all that kind of stuff?
Well, yeah, the different customs. You know, I like being able to settle into my routine. So being able to find foods that are in line with the barbarian diet and the things that go along with making weight fight week, and then. Of course, this is my business. I pay the bills. You know, they like to nail you with all those foreign taxes and all those things when you go out of the country that they usually don't tell you about till after the fact. So I'd rather keep as much of my income as possible rather than giving it away for a not-so-desirable vacation out of the country.
Is that common for athletes, you know, to there's so many things that you have to worry about. And even if you're fighting in the States, there's so many states, like people love to come to Florida because no state tax, no, you know, all those taxes that we don't have. How much goes into that as well when you're deciding on a card and a location?
Well, for me, you know, I try to. My manager obviously knows what I prefer to do, but it took me a few fights to figure that out. As a young fighter, that's definitely something you want to consider. You know, you want to make sure you're planning for the future, and part of that should be financial planning. Is I guess you know, I'm doing my taxes now. We're coming into tax season, so it's fresh on my mind. But certainly, there are a lot of states that are. You know, unfavorable, I would say, that the tax laws are a bit different. And something you should definitely be aware of while traveling, if they give you the option. You know, some people aren't at that point in their career where they can do that. They got to take whatever fight comes along.
You know, that's I'm sure a lot of fans don't realize that a lot goes into it. The state of New York, city tax, state tax, federal tax, you know, and there are a lot of states, you know, obviously, to do that. I need to go back real quickly to something that you said, the food of a barbarian. Other than steak, what would that be?
You got your brisket. You got all kinds of pork butts and roasts, you know, all the choice cuts, just lots of huge meats, ribs, beef ribs are one of my favorite things going on right now. Of course, I picked up a new sponsor, Myron Nixon Smokers. So I've been doing a lot of barbecuing, a little bit of competitive barbecuing. So I'm really really getting good at cooking meat.
Really competitive. So you're traveling around, entering?
Yeah, my most recent one, I got the opportunity to go down to Arkansas. We went to Little Rock. That was just 2 weekends ago, me and my buddy Matt from Southern Q. He's down in North Carolina. I met him training with Marcus, and we went down there for the World Invitational of Barbecue. We finished right in the middle of the pack, so didn't do as well as we'd hoped, but got to compete against some tough teams down there, and we actually placed 14th out of 97 with our ribs, so we were pretty pumped about that.
How do you practice to get better barbecuing?
You barbecue a lot, so it's a lot of cooking and a lot of eating. So it's going to be a nice transition after fighting to competitive barbecue. It'll be a nice change. The difference between a successful barbecuer and a successful fighter, the body build is a little bit different. So when you go to a competitive barbecue competition, you look around and the guys with the biggest barbecue bellies, you know, those guys are really good. So. Those are the teams to watch out for.
I'd like to volunteer to be an intern.
that hooked up.
Yeah, that would be a goal. Is there money, you know, in that? I know that every time you go to them, and there's a lot here in the Tampa Bay area as well, everybody seems to have, you know, 10,000 trophies. But is there money in that as well?
A little bit. I don't think you do it for the fortune. You know, there's definitely... sponsorship stuff that goes along with it. I'm sure some guys are making money at it, but it seems like most of the guys that are involved are just doing it for the fun and the excuse to barbecue every weekend.
I think we need to start something then, Matt. You know, if it's for an excuse to barbecue. Real quickly, tell us about that sponsor, you know, the grill sponsor.
Yes, it's Myron Mixon Smokers. They are a company right here in the U.S. They make all sorts of different levels of smoker. Anything from, you know, your backyard pellet smoker all the way up to a commercial-grade hog smoker, which you can throw 200-pound pigs in. So it depends on what level of barbecuing you want to do, but they got a little bit of everything to accommodate anybody's interests.
Real quick, before we run out of time with the top of the hour break, I was at the PGA Golf Show, mid-January, and we started to talk to a company, and this was very cool to me. You know, I said that MMA is still not where I'd like it to be, but it is definitely getting, you know, where we want it to be. So I'm talking to this guy, and he goes, oh, yeah, we already sponsor an MMA fighter, Tim Bosch. So, to me, that was the coolest thing, to be at a PGA golf show, to be at an NFL show, and them talking MMA and MMA fighters.
Was it 2-under by chance?
It most certainly was.
It was.
Oh, my gosh. If you can get a pair of those underwear, it will change your life. Those guys are incredible.
Well, and that's what they told us as well. As always, Tim, thank you very much for your time. We're at the top of the hour. I love catching up, and I'm sure that I'll have you back on Fight Week as well.
All right. Sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
All right. Take care. Tim Bosch, the Barbarian. And I just want to hang out with him for a couple of days as he's barbecuing and smoking brisket and making chicken butts and baby butts and all the
kicking butts
and all that kind of stuff.
That could be his barbecue sauce name, Kicking Butts.
That's not bad.
Yeah, see?
Not bad. I'm not going to give you too much credit for it.
Well,
but
wait till the next hour.
All right, so we can either go head-to-head with Sean at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour. So I know that he's listening. He's somewhere in the southeastern states. We can't tell because he's in witness protection. And I wonder if they're going to be able to ping towers fast enough to find his location. I watch a lot of TV.
You do? A lot of, like, investigative stuff, apparently.
Yeah.
Tracking people down, screening calls. What do you got going on over there?
I need to remember that when I set up these interviews. They're used to my number. And when you're screening and stuff, you look for that number.
Sure.
I'm going to have to start letting them know what number we're coming from so that some of these interviews will continue. Second hour, Jason Knight takes on Artem on April 6th. Mickey Gall takes on Diego Sanchez next weekend. So we're going to talk to both of them. We're going to go head-to-head with Sean about something wrestling-related. I'm standing strong on what I believe in, and I know he's an instigator.
Okay.
But I also believe that he is standing strong on what he believes. I'm going to let you be, and I know this is scary.
I get to be a judge?
You'll be the judge.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're nice, you're going to be a judge on the 31st of March as well.
For a beauty pageant?
This is even better.
What? Better than a beauty pageant?
I'll explain when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stout. Baby, it's all right now. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game? WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.